things that I need to know, and then you figure out ways to get them to surface. I recognized what he was talking about. At Pixar, we have developed several ways, I would even call them institutions over the years, for pushing ourselves, our stories, and our filmmaking into new creative territory. For example, our directors all know that at any point in a project when they are feeling stuck or could use some fresh eyes on work in progress, they should assemble the brain trust of their peers to challenge their thinking. This is not just a random ad hoc gathering. Brain trust meetings follow a particular process and have a set of norms around them that we have refined over the years to help the director see new creative possibilities but not rob that director of control. When we merged with Disney, we found we could translate practices that worked in Pixar's environment to the other side of the house. So, for instance, there is now an equivalent to Pixar's brain trust called Story Trust in the Disney animation world. To my way of thinking, putting elements like this in place to make creative collaboration more possible is the most important work I can do at Pixar and Disney Animation. Probably the same could be said for any manager of an organization that depends on producing a steady stream of innovative work. Everything depends on the quality of our creative output, and it always improves from candid feedback offered in the spirit of mutual commitment to excellence. A lot of things go into creating the conditions for this, but perhaps the requirement that deserves the most careful thinking is making it safe for people to speak up about problems and offer ideas for how to solve them. It probably goes without saying that for this sense of safety to exist, the focus has to be kept on the problem and the need to solve it, and not on the person who has failed to solve it so far or the people volunteering suggestions. But even when the focus is wholly on the problem, like what would make this character more compelling, any constructive reaction to the work in progress or a comment made about it implies at least some level of dissatisfaction or rejection, and it can really sting. For workers in creative roles, it is very hard to separate their sense of self-worth from how others perceive their capacity for problem-solving. The challenge is that people work within social dynamics in which they usually feel they have something to prove. They don't want to expose flawed or incomplete thinking because they fear they will be judged harshly for it. And in fact, that does happen, right? If somebody says something dumb in your presence, you often do take note of that. And if it's you saying the dumb thing, you're probably right in sensing some judgment. To the extent that you are focused on not appearing stupid or seeming to have something to contribute or looking as clever as possible, you are not really focusing on the problem to be solved. So for the person who is in the position of overseeing a group's work, the best thing to figure out is how to remove that perceived risk that people will be judged for speaking up. How do you create the conditions in which colleagues will rigorously judge an idea that has been put out there, but not judge each other for suggesting the ideas? How do you get to a point where ideas that don't work aren't themselves personalized? Logically, this has to happen for ideas to rise and fall on their merits, but emotionally, it is just profoundly counterintuitive. Again, most of us have a very hard time separating our own sense of worth from how the worth of our ideas is judged. So this is the context in which I heard Hal make his comment about my colleague's questioning skills. I think intuitively, we probably have gravitated toward the kinds of questions he likes to call catalytic. The kind that knock down barriers by challenging past assumptions and create new energy for pursuing solutions along some new pathway. And if we have, it is probably in part because asking a question is a very effective way of introducing a novel way of thinking about something without exposing oneself to judgment. A question, after all, is not a declaration of opinion aggressive enough to draw fire. It is an invitation to think further within a different framing or along a divergent line. If that line of thinking isn't taken up or fails to lead somewhere valuable, there is no reputational damage to the person who suggested it, and therefore a person is more likely to put it out there. It is interesting when someone holds a mirror